Blog Talk Radio.
The 20th. I am this happy because of Laura White's win last night on the Emmys. Let me tell you, I was dancing, I was clapping, I was finally saying, you know, the Emmy people got it right. If the Emmy people did not pick Laura White, they were going to really hear it from me. But since they did pick it, pick who, you know, maybe I won't kill them. The song you heard that was playing is my absolutely new favorite song is Lady Annabelle, Just a Kiss. Their album comes out September 13th called Back Into the Night, or the night is all this something. But I love Lady A. My dream is to get Lady A on this program. I know that's a pipe dream, but, you know, no one said I could get Laura Bradford and, you know, Amanda from last week, so I'm not giving up on that dream. Tonight we are going to talk about the Daytime Emmys, the Save All Soap coupon, One Life to Live, YNL, everything, because the soaps from last week pissed me off. When Life and Live, you made me go through almost a half a Kleenex. So I am going to bring my co-host on first.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just made it in time because we went out. I went with my niece to Old Navy, so I just made it in time to. Oh, you did?
I grabbed the 5-6.
Oh, really? So now you...
Same as the boss, huh? Or what do they do? Do I have to go return them?
Oh, shoot. Well... No, they're good.
So,
you don't want
and,
them too? No?
Okay, and so we have two calls on the line, too. Oh, and we are going to talk about the soap rally tonight. I'm bringing on 708 and 360. Hey.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What was I going to say? I was just going to say how beautiful I saw Little White look last night. That was the only good part of the Emmys for me. Basically, I feel like the Emmys lost their way.
Oh, they did.
People.
I saw it was like a big Las Vegas commercial, honestly.
Hello?
That's what it felt like.
I'm back now. Sorry. I put you guys on mute.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I was going to say something about something. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the Emmys were kind of like, they're not the same anymore.
They
used to be so,
and Wayne Brady, he's freaking funny, man. He should have done some comedy or something. He could not just kind of blah and focus on it.
In the New York Times about it in the business section or something, and it just talks how it's just all they were really doing was advertising Vegas, you know?
It was a big commercial.
True.
That's what I saw. A 2-hour commercial.
I know, and then they had one. Come on.
Yeah.
And then they had like the lady that hosts some show on some channel, and she was going around, you know, talking to Wayne Newton, and you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, and on top of that, they didn't show the reels. They didn't show.
No, I know. They didn't show anything.
I want to know what they won for. Like JJ, we know he probably won for the damn fucking bashing of Liz scene, you know. But,
I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they made a mockery of the Emmys. And then what did they say in the beginning about the shows that One Life to Live in AMC? They made a not-so-funny comment.
That AMC and One Life to Live was in, retirement.
Early retirement or something.
Guys, we have another call. I'm going to bring...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they spent more time on game show hosts than anything.
Yes. Yep.
And it was such a kick in the face.
Private number, you on the air, too.
Hello? I was very upset with the Emmys.
Hi.
That was just ridiculous.
Hello.
Hi,
so
what's your name? Hello.
I know.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh,
what's your name?
Kathy.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey. So, what did you feel about the Emmy last night, Jackie?
Oh, I thought it was awful. I thought it was a terrible show.
Yeah, it wasn't it?
It was just so,
Oprah.
It was like kind of an afterthought for the genre, and then...
And the
this
Oprah
big
tribute, and that Oprah
long
tribute,
commercial.
And the Oprah tribute. I thought that was ridiculous. It was too
long.
Mm-hmm. And what about?
I know.
Maybe
shouldn't they
to
have
someone
like,
else?
Shouldn't they have made a tribute?
I think they
tribute.
Should have focused on All My Children and One Life to Live.
That's exactly what
right.
I think
they should
say.
Have showed things from them through the years or whatever.
Yes.
I thought that would have been cool. But no. And they used to like these monologue things. They didn't do that either.
And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for, Laura Wright
kind of,
wins at a time when the Emmys are crappy.
Yeah.
She couldn't have won back in the day when the Emmys were worthy to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So they know. You guys hold on for 1 second.
It used to be so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
And this was not the year to tribute Pat Sajak. Not this year.
Yeah. I know. By the way, you guys, hold on. 708, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm just checking.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Yeah, I thought it was very disrespectful to the soap genre in general, you know?
Kelly in the album. It was called Forced Retirement. Yeah,
Forced Retirement.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was Forced Retirement, but we know who created that Forced Retirement. Damn, Brian Franz did, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the ratings for One Life to Live have been really great lately.
Yeah,
you've got to come in the 11th hour to save that show.
I was expecting Brian Franz to get on the screen and or stage and can't be in the show.
He skipped it.
Yeah.
He skipped it all the other last night.
I think he would have gotten a lot of booze.
I think he's in a hole hiding.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you asshole, you took away all this.
And, you know, it's just so sad knowing that it's hopefully an 11th hour save, but I'm just knowing that this could happen. I'm just sad because I went through this with As the World Turns and Guiding Light, knowing that this is, and I'm like, you know, this is terrible, you know, it's like.
And I'm wondering what Laura meant by, when she said, thank you, Jill, for the phone call last night. I'm wondering what she meant by that.
Or do you think maybe she meant by the phone call when she's
leaving?
Who's leaving?
September. Oh, Maurice Bernard.
yes. Yeah. Well,
that's
that is rumor, you guys. That is rumor out there, but it's probably true.
And you know,
it's
there was another rumor that Stephanie Gachet was gonna. There was a rumor that Stephanie Gachet was gonna play Lisa.
Yeah, that was all a bunch of bull, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where people get this stuff. I honestly think they think there's something, and they just throw it out there and see what happens. It's
Maurice
and Jason and Sam, too.
I didn't know that,
those fans, they throw things out there, and, you know, and then Steve will make a comment or a tweet or something, and it'll be blown out of proportion, you know?
Exactly.
I'm trying to step back from the fan wars.
He's not
going to
spoil anything, you know?
Yeah,
come on. I just want to say because I've been pissed off all day because of what someone told me on the line. I'm not going to say who. Okay, Lisa, you are a goddamn psycho bitch. You left my husband on the phone to die. Okay, Lisa, you know what? Sonny said to you a month ago when Marvin and Marvin was going through the same with Patrick and they were talking about forgiveness and Sonny goes, did you want me to take care of it? Well, no, Marvin, you have to be a really good person. And then my husband gets stopped because of
poor
you, Marvin.
Spinelli.
Oh,
I know.
God,
this
you know, Marvin.
This whole hour. And I'm like, and Lisa won't let anybody touch him. You know, and he's coughing up blood, and then Steve's going behind him to try to, you know, help him. And she's like, get your hands off him or whatever. And he's like, I can't because he's a doctor. He can't. But then he asked Patrick to put the pillow behind his head and everything. And that's when Robin kind of like, okay, Lisa, do you want me to admit that I'm wrong and or whatever? We got to save Spinelli's life here or something.
Yes, save my husband. Save my husband's life, you fucking psycho. Oh, my God.
I know.
You know what?
Did you ladies notice the code to get in the room?
I know. It was
your
birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How
foreshadowing
ironic.
Or what?
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah?
How stupid was Dante today?
What? Oh, my God, Jackie, I love you for that. Jackie, I love
you. Anyway.
Yeah, I hate Dante.
They didn't put handcuffs on her.
I know. Okay,
they
didn't
have
that was stupid. I know. What did he do to her?
Run around and not
what did he
do?
I saw him put something behind her wrist. What did he do?
Yeah, I thought they did. Is that a dream?
No,
miraculously, she got a syringe too. How did she must have it in her pocket or something? Miraculously, she had a syringe all ready to go. I guess she knew it was gonna happen.
She had a syringe.
Yeah, she had a syringe in her hand, and it was full of, like,
but
something.
But they left her on the floor. I saw them put something around her hand.
I did, too. I saw Dante put something around her, too.
But
and then all of a sudden, you know, Robin and Patrick are not even noticing what's going on, and then she sneaks up behind the couch. I'm like, wait a minute.
How, is that a drink? Is that...
That was stupid of Dante, yeah. How stupid. Do you not go find a rope or something?
Yeah.
And you know what also is funny? Didn't Dante get her outside of the room? Didn't
he
knock her down outside the room? He must have pulled her into their room. How stupid is that?
I thought he put something on her hands. I thought
I
saw that.
I thought so, too. I was like, I thought Sergio could have sworn he did, too.
Well,
but you don't leave. A cop does not leave a suspect or a criminal alone in a room with other people like that.
No.
I can't do that. Even on the damn primetime shows, you don't leave a suspect by himself. Huh?
It's just dumb writing.
I
you
know.
They throw anything in there, and then they have to stop and probably continue the next day or something, and they forget where they leave the stop, you know?
Chris
exactly what it looked like.
He did. Dante did put the handcuffs on her. And the stalker picked the lock on the handcuffs. I didn't even see her pick the lock.
No, she couldn't.
Oh, Christy, yeah.
Joe had
Christy,
already had
the syringe. Christy, oh, yeah.
She must be magical.
Yeah.
You know what, and another while I'm pissed out about off to, and Jason was the only one giving a damn about, oh, my God, what if Spinelli is really hooked in there? Let's go in and fucking get him.
He's much more worried about Spinelli than that tramp. So
you know,
happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, come on, people. His little buddy was hurt. And you think he's not going to go in there and save his life? And, you know, Lisa, you need this to die. You know, Dante needs to die with you as far as I'm concerned.
But
I mean,
he's going to be okay.
You know?
He's not going to know how to use his computer.
Maybe this injury will wake him up and he won't be pimping that thing
anymore. What made the show watchable today, really watchable, because I just was curious how this was all going to play out with Lisa, so that's why I've been recording it lately. It was so nice not having that Spawn in there, you know, that Sam, I mean, you know, Spamanilla or whatever. Spawn has not got pregnant yet. But it was watchable today.
Yeah.
There was no
Sam.
And speaking of Kelly Monaco, did you see her at the Emmys? What color did she wear of all colors?
Black.
Black.
What else?
That's all she has in her
logo. That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, okay, Kelly Monaco, of all colors,
black.
You have to wear black? Is that all you wear in real life?
It's
black?
It looks kind of like a three-piece suit almost. But
she's so serious. I mean, it was a serious moment because I kind of had tears when they were talking about what they were talking about, you know.
I wish they would have mentioned Rebecca Hurst's name after the Smile Train, though.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Too.
That was
weird,
too.
She raised so much money for them, you know.
Yeah,
and I know
that was
not the point. I know lots of people do, but it was the daytime Emmys, you know.
Yes,
and
I know.
She's very, very into that and very... about it as well, you know. I was really shocked that Mr. Franz probably had a problem with it.
Well,
so
yeah, Kelly, somebody in chat room said they thought she looked really good. I'm not saying she didn't look good or anything. I'm just saying, of all colors, she had to wear black.
She always
whatever.
I know.
Whatever.
No, it's because she always was black on damn General Hospital. Can't she think of another color to wear? I mean,
she
exactly.
Wear a color?
It's like she needs something new and something different
exactly.
What she's doing right now and has been for the last 5 years sucks.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to do something besides all she does.
Oh,
when I
Christy
see her,
goes
and
in
I
the
really
chat room. She goes,
her, so.
I was waiting for Jason Robin to pull another trick where Robin elbows the stalker, then Jason take the shot. Guess they didn't want Jason to be the hero. They wanted the useless detective to do it. Yeah,
but
really.
Jason really.
Yeah.
What I thought Jason was the hero today.
I thought so too.
I thought Jason was a hero. I he I don't care. I love Jason.
Yeah, I know, me too.
No, so do we, Zaki. I mean, is this your first time calling into this? So, Zaki, or have you called in before? This
no.
You?
I'm Kath Tatum on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter that long. So, no, I haven't called in before.
Okay, listen, you know.
You weren't shy about it, because
I'm shy.
Oh, you are. You don't sound like it.
Shy. We can't see you. You can say anything.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
When I first called into a show, I play it back sometimes. I sounded so nervous. You could so tell. I did not know what the heck I was talking about.
No, I'm sorry.
I love teasing Carly, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Carly's funny.
I'm shy on Twitter, too.
Yeah, but Zaki, this one, you know, we are big Liaison fans here, so, we hate Jason and Sam, just to warn you off, you know.
When I saw it said it was about the Daytime Emmy Awards, I had to call because it was so awful.
Yeah, I know. The Emmys,
it was.
And you know the Emmys were down 27%. I looked at the ratings, and I think that has a lot to do with a lot of fans are just fed up because of the cancellation.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to tune in.
Disrespect that they get.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
you know how many actors there are that were on soap operas?
You know when they You know when they had the nominees, when they showed the nominees, they didn't show the nominees. They didn't even put their face. They didn't show their faces.
They did not do that, I know.
Just names and, you know, they didn't show any kind of or anything.
Yeah.
Boring.
It's so mad.
But
I remember when they used to go to New York and it was really exciting.
I know.
And, you know?
I was happy for Laura. I was happy for Laura Wright, though.
Me too.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too. I'm the biggest Laura Wright fan.
She's
one of the biggest fans. I've always loved her since the day she was on Loving and Guiding Light. I was wanting her to win an Emmy for Guiding Light because
she
mentioned them and Loving and what happened to those two shows are gone.
Yeah,
so
she thought
that
she had
was,
no chance. She even said on Twitter.
Interesting speech there.
What did she say?
On Twitter she had no chance. She didn't think she had any chance.
Really?
Well, but I've been telling her for weeks, Laura, this is you. I feel it. I felt it. I have been feeling for months. And when my friend Allie from the Rand Room, tomorrow night.
If they have the Emmys, Rebecca better be nominated.
That's what I was saying to Carly today. I was
because
Rebecca better win one
us,
now.
Then you know that there's something really shady going on there.
But
I
know. Yeah, my friend Allie, I was at my family birthday party thing, and my phone was blowing up, and I'm, like, thinking, oh, yeah, the Emmys are on. And my friend Allie from the Ram Room, is tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Ram Room Block Talk Radio. I wanted to get that in before she killed me. Chicago, you never guess who won. And Terry texted me before about Zay Zay. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm not the biggest Zay fan, so I couldn't care less about that.
I like that you mentioned Becky. You mentioned her, and you continued to talk about her, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that was really cool.
But when my friend had Laura White was on, I was kind of skipping. I'm like, yes, yes. And my whole family's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, no, why this one the daytime? I mean, I threw a bet. Someone, I couldn't make
I'll be
money.
Right back,
I mean,
okay, guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
My phone is dying, so I'll call you right back.
Okay.
When they did the whole show on there with the whole Las Vegas show, I was like, you know, I didn't come to watch the daytime Emmys to watch Las Vegas, you know, to go see a show at Las Vegas or something. I mean,
no, me too.
They made a mockery of the Emmys, and even Oprah Winfrey did not even show up to receive this first time award.
Can you hear me?
It's like she was disrespecting the daytime fans and that made her. who she is today. I mean, she doesn't really owe anybody anything. I mean, because she did it all on her own or whatever.
Well,
but I mean, she could have just.
Ellen wasn't there either.
I know. Yeah, she wasn't there either.
I love Ellen though.
Yeah,
I
know.
Ellen.
Me too.
I love Ellen.
Yeah.
So I can't say anything about Ellen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She wasn't there. And really, that Alex Trebek and Pat Sajak, can't they save that for another time?
I know.
I mean,
especially,
just,
they should have honored somebody in the soap opera. Because
I think,
One Life to Live or AMC or just honor AMC in One Life to Live or something.
I think I read somewhere they're going to honor AMC in One Life to Live next year. I was going to post that on Twitter. I think I saw that somewhere because they have all 2010 part of next year.
Yeah,
so I think
that's
they're going to honor that next year.
Yeah,
plus,
well, good. I hope that they do. I hope that they do that. They did. Well, last year when they honored As the World Turns and was it Guiding Light?
They
barely did anything, though. They kind of just, John Hensley and his wife, Kelly, got on there. And they
Amy,
just
you're back.
Huh?
Hi, yeah, I'm back. I can't stay long tonight. I got to go pick up my daughter from volleyball camp. I just wanted to say goodnight.
Oh, okay.
And you know what, Dan? And people, just so you know, Maison is coming. Do not believe any of the magazines out there that want to say, oh, Zay's family are out to both of them. We'll be done soon.
Right.
That's my feeling.
The pregnancy rumors were squashed today, by the way.
Oh, they were?
Just to let you guys know, yep.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised if this engagement thing ends very fast.
You know what, guys? Here, I'm so sick of even hearing that Sam and Jason in this sentence. Even watching Jason today.
Are you a Liaison fan?
Yes, I love
Liaison.
You
are?
I love. I mean, Sam by herself in a storyline, I don't mind. When she was with Lucky, I loved Lucky and Sam together. But, I mean, the reason why I hate them so much is because they so force this couple down my throat.
Yeah,
are you really a Liaison fan?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So am I.
Oh, are you?
Thank God, okay.
Oh, thank God you are. Because Liz and Jason, they're like the best.
We are
Liz and Jason fans, and I can't stand the fact that Jason and Sam are still together after 100 times being back together. And even watching Jason today, it kind of made me sick a little bit knowing that he's with this person on the show. But it was nice. He wasn't asking if he was. I know he was concerned about Spinelli, but he didn't. I don't know. I was waiting for some scene between him and Liz, even though it was Martha Madison playing.
Yeah.
I was hoping you said, "Are you okay? Is everything okay?"
But
people
saying this before Amy goes because Amy's great.
I thought everyone was a J-Sam fan.
Yeah. No, hell no.
To come on here, but we've kind of chased them out of the room sometimes because they get so sick and tired of us.
I'm gonna call more.
Amy, before you go, will you agree with me on something? Because even though Steve Burton yesterday was tweeting that they said in the Sam are headed for marriage. But he also tweeted about Liaison. So
yeah. See, the problem with that, his tweets are not. They don't confirm or deny anything, and a lot of people twist it. They spin it into
exactly. That's what
you know,
they do. He could have been answering anything person asked them questions about Jason and Liz, and he also asked questions about Jason and Sam.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like or something like that. Yeah, that is what it looks like. But anything could change, and I believe it is. If they do get engaged, I do not see a wedding. I do not see a marriage.
I don't know what's funny. You know what's funny? The December fan said, oh, it's the end of Liz and Jason. He's still having scenes with her. So if it's the end of Liz and Jason, how come they're still, he's still having a, some really great scenes with her, even though
how
it's
come they're
the
still
re-
talking well, about Jake if he's
yeah.
not going back?
Yeah.
She's available.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry.
They
yeah,
really
I mean,
have this deep connection
and,
that has nothing to
Elizabeth
do with
Elizabeth told Siobhan that she had to make it for Lucky. So that was huge.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I like Elizabeth
yeah.
Lucky, too. I do
oh,
like
you
Elizabeth.
Do?
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
well.
See,
I
you're, kind of, you're probably kind of on the fence then with Liz and Jason
very
and Liz
early,
and Lucky.
Early Elizabeth and Lucky, very early, until she got raped. And then I didn't like him anymore.
Yeah, me either.
Because
me.
Of the fact that he kind of brought that, he... He skipped
because
out on her.
Because the focus was on him instead of
yeah.
her. That's
yeah.
why.
But
oh,
I
that's
love
true,
her
huh?
Jason. I can't
that's...
believe I didn't want to say I was a liaison fan.
Oh, you don't
yeah.
have to be afraid
oh, no,
to say that
this
on this
is...
show. So
oh,
you can call
God.
It any
Jason
time.
And Elizabeth's heaven over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is heaven. This is heavily a liaison show.
Okay,
even though we can
so
talk
I
about anything.
I'm going to get pulled over.
Okay.
I'm all right.
We'll talk to you later.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. Text me
bye.
Now, Amy. Bye.
Okay, bye. Talk to you later. No, but Jackie, yeah, this is a show. It talks about anything, but we're heavily a Liz and Jason show.
Yes, we
so.
Are. And,
yeah.
and Christy,
yep.
Are you still with us? Yeah. Christy
oh, yeah,
does read. Yeah, well, oh, Christy does
liaison
read
radio,
on radio.
Those of you who are not aware.
Oh, is this liaison radio?
No,
no,
Mr.
Dean. Mr. Dean, I'm after dog, but I'm also the co-host of Liaison Radio, and the host is here tonight. Christy does Liaison Radio, so,
yeah.
you know, we all
yeah.
have a
liaison.
Talk
all about liaison.
Oh,
you call
you
it
fo-
my show.
Oh,
Chris, yeah,
you
can the Christy show. Talk all you want about
you
Liz and Jason.
Me. You follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I probably do.
You do follow me
I
on Twitter.
I try to follow any liaison fan on Twitter.
Yeah, you follow me on Twitter. Okay, I know you do. I don't say much. I don't say much. But I'm okay, you follow me
yes.
on Twitter.
Oh, I just
okay.
want to say,
no
one,
one
life to live.
Nobody
yeah, one
follows
life.
Me.
I don't. I thought I did.
Christy does.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry for too many people talking. We'll kind of
oh,
go
no,
about
I don't
that.
I don't have any followers because I haven't been on here that long, and I don't say that much. I say stuff to the stars, but I don't say that much. I'm just new on here. I haven't been on there that long.
What are those soap operas do you watch? Do you just normally watch the eights, or do you watch, like, One Life to Live? And
I watch One Life to Live, General Hospital, All My Children, Days of Our Lives.
Oh, really?
And I just started not that long ago, but when the soaps got canceled, I said, well, maybe I should pick up Young and the Restless. So I watched that, but that's not my favorite.
I just want to say One Life to Live. You had me crying because I watched my soaps on Sunday. I just watched them all. And I was watching the Deadly Death, and I was not okay, people. I was literally in a ball crying. I mean, I love Deadly and Rex. So for them to kill her, I was not happy. I was not happy. I'm mad at One Life to Live for breaking my heart.
Yeah, I love it. You know what? I haven't watched that long. You know, I used to watch Passions. I
oh,
watched,
yeah, me too. I could never get into that, so I tried.
Yeah.
I tried, too. There was a mermaid in a kitchen once, and I saw it, and I was like, what in the hell is this show?
I watched it. Well, I watched Another World, and when that got canceled, Passions came on. So I
yeah.
watched.
Yeah,
so
me
I,
too.
So I watched Passions, and then when that went off, One Life to Live was on my TV. It was just a break between Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. So I used to sit here, and I would, like, not be paying attention. But then I would pay attention, so I kind of watched One Life to Live. But I haven't been a long-time watcher of One Life to Live or All My Children. until DVS came out. Then I could record all my children and Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives I've watched since 1965.
Oh, well, yeah, I watched that for like
I'm 56
most of my life. Yeah,
I'm 56 years old. I watched Days of Our Lives since day one.
Yeah.
Wow. Just, you know, about Days of Our Lives, I wish they went to, you know, like last year this time, that's when Alice passed away. And I thought maybe they would mention, oh, this is a year that Alice has been gone, because when Francis Lee died and Alice, you know, died too, it crushed me. I'm like, I don't want to. I did not want Alice to die. I was upset. I loved Alice. I'm a big Victor and Maggie fan. I think Victor and Maggie are cute together. I'm a big Brady and Melody fan, which a lot of people call me sick
about. I know.
So, yeah, I really love what Dates has done.
Okay.
But Dates, Deidre Hall and Drake Hogerson are
coming
back. Yes, they are coming back. And they fired Chris DuCapel.
I feel that.
Yeah, Nadia, Tamron Braun.
I know.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's a bed bath over there. I mean,
I know. They want to bring the old people back.
Yeah, and you know,
I feel bad for Crystal and Nadia.
Yeah, I do too. I just, you know, I feel so bad for them. And I've always loved
Crystal. Crystal is really good if you're on Twitter. If you write her something, she writes back.
Really? Oh, thank you for telling me that.
So does Judy Evans. If you write Judy Evans if you write Judy Evans something on Twitter, she writes right back.
Oh, cool. I wish they would do more Justin and Adrian. I've always been a big Justin and Adrian fan. And I just love Justin and Adrian. I love Hope and Bo. I wish they would show more of them, you know. But I love this whole EJ Wave 2 thing. I love it that it's finally coming out. See, God, I just love the fact that maybe EJ will pay for everything he's ever done.
I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully that's going to be playing out, because it looks like, because Bo and Hope got a confession out of the faux Rafe today.
I know.
So we'll see.
But you know what's going to happen? The part about the Damiras isn't going to be on. It's not going to be on that tape.
What, Jackie? I was thinking the same thing today when he was. Oh God, yeah.
It's not going to be.
They get away with anything, don't they, the Damiras?
They get away with everything.
Oh,
yeah,
no. They nearly killed Zahn, and Eze, without doing that, that killed Zahn. Zahn came back, but Eze never paid for that fucking, you know, attempted murder, whatever you want to call that. So, you know what, Eze? You know, you need something coming, you know. And you know, Kate, why are you so mad at Jennifer for dating Daniel? I mean, come on.
I think because of what they did to her son, Daniel and Chloe, you know. But Jennifer, she's a good character. She has a mind of her own, and she'll make up her own mind.
She's going to be back with Jack. Back with Jack.
Oh, you know,
I'm having this feeling they're going to do Jack, Jennifer, Daniel triangle, because a lot of people are getting, liking Daniel.
Jack and Jennifer fan.
A triangle.
I didn't get into them. I guess because I always had in my heart Frankie and Jennifer. I always loved Frankie and Jennifer.
I know Frankie and Jennifer.
Wow, well, yeah.
I know. I liked Frankie and Jennifer.
I know, me too. But then you get like third, you get somebody coming in, another actor, and
then he was AJ.
Really well, and
then he was AJ, and he was bad.
Yeah,
general.
I liked him as AJ for some reason. I did too. Even
I
though
felt,
he was bad, but
remember when Sonny put it in the meat thing?
Oh, yeah, I love that. That was this. I was copying.
Yeah, poor AJ. Oh my gosh.
Sonny
really?
Sonny was.
You don't mess with Sonny, AJ. You should know that.
Yes.
Know?
I've always been a Sonny fan. I mean, not always, but usually. But I'm a big Halsey fan. But I could never get on board with the Carly and AJ thing.
Speaking of Carly, Jackie, I'm just going to warn you that this Carly on the phone, when somebody talks really bad about Carly on the show, she gets in a little bit of heated debate with the people, you know? I try
yes,
to tell
and
her.
You do not.
But he has opinions about characters.
Does he hate Carly?
I like Carly.
I love. Yeah.
I don't agree with some of the things that she does. You know, I kind of stay neutral. I mean, I love her and I hate her. You know what I mean? I don't always love her all the time like she does, like Carly does.
Yes. But okay, I love Carly. I think, oh my God, someone goes on Twitter, Spinelli acting ridiculous over Sam. Sit down with Samuel.
Tell me what someone's going to come on the phone and say that I'm going to get mad at.
Yes, I love to hate Carly. That's why with the characters, being a soap fan all these years, you just love to hate certain characters. And
you know who I'm hating right now?
Phyllis.
I hate Phyllis from Ryan Owl. Wow, that bitch, what's he doing, Billy and Victoria? Oh, what is wrong on so many levels?
But then you'll love her. You'll love her when she makes the right choice, though, right?
Who?
Right?
Me?
Yeah, if Phyllis decides.
No. I cannot forgive Phyllis for this.
You're not going to.
I can't.
Phyllis?
Billy?
Because, you know, she did it for her own selfish little game, and she is not sorry for what she did, and, you know, she did this not for Daniel, not for Lucy, but for
herself.
Wait a
minute. Who are you mad at, Billy?
She's mad at Phyllis. She's
mad at Phyllis.
You're both talking at the same time.
Oh.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm just saying she's mad at Phyllis for what she's doing with the Lucy thing, taking the baby away from Billy.
I don't know the show that good. I've been only watching it for a few months, but
oh, really?
I don't like.
Okay.
No, I'm kind of mad at Phyllis.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and we're such big fans of Phyllis because we like Nick and Phyllis together. I hated Phyllis a long time ago when she first came on, but she kind of grew on me. But now she's kind of growing off on me right now.
Yeah, I mean, from what Phyllis did, and I loved it when Daniel crapped, good job being sarcastic. And I loved it that, you know, because to me, what Phyllis did was inexcusable. Not Victoria and Billy have Lucy. I mean, she will be growing up in a nice home, they love her, you know, and it pissed me off to a new degree last night. I mean, I had it. I hate it.
What do you think about Jeannie Francis's acting? It's driving me crazy.
Oh.
Me too.
Those fake.
Me too. Yeah,
yeah,
me too. I keep seeing Laura. Maybe that's half of my problem. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't. Maybe it's that I don't like the character.
Is it the pot or her over the top with the faces? I don't know.
I think it's both because, but, you know, it was funny when she was in a scene with Ken Swinehill and, what's it called? Robert from than a hospital, I was laughing, like, you know, that. And when Jack said to who, she said to him, "Do I know you from somewhere?" And I was thinking, yeah, I was thinking way back to AMG.
I know, me too.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow. And
that's on AMC.
You know,
she was on AMC, right? Or no?
Yeah, she was on for Jeannie Francis was on All My Children, Days of Our Life, All My
and
Children,
General.
Days of Our Life. Yeah, General Hospital,
and
now Why and All.
But she's, but her faces, she's made.
For me, I always will think of her as Laura. I'm trying to get into that character, and I can't.
I don't like the character. She asked last night on Facebook, on Twitter, did you see it? How
no,
do you
yes.
write Genevieve? I couldn't write anything. I couldn't answer her.
I love her as an actress, but I mean, I just don't. I think if characters have been, just like with Carly from As the World Turns, she's Diane on Y&R.
She didn't make it.
All I see is Carly. She's playing a different character. Even though it's Diane, it's totally completely different, I still see Carly.
Yep.
You've been on these shows for so long, these characters and these actors, it's hard to distinguish from a character you've loved for 15, 20 years to totally transitioning to another character.
She's overacting, though. She's overacting.
Yeah, overacting in a new character. I mean, just, yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, it's just like when these actors in, like, movies, they get typecast with different roles, and they can't get away from their roles. It's kind of like with Jeannie Francis. And, well, I shouldn't say that because maybe people like her in this role, so, but I don't know. I mean,
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And she's making weird faces, like overacting the part. I don't like it. And I don't think.
Like a mean role, or is she supposed to play like a. What kind of a role is she supposed to be playing?
Weird.
A weird role. Okay, a weird role. Okay.
Eccentric
role. Yeah. Tristan Rogers is playing a bad role, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like him in the role. I think he's okay in the role.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
But yeah, but you don't see Robert in the role.
I'm okay with him. I don't like her faces. She's making all these weird faces and stuff. I can't see it. Maybe I'm thinking of Laura, I guess.
Are you probably thinking of Laura? If nobody ever watched a day of what Y&R once and they totally tuned in, they probably think it was her, not, you know, not knowing the character.
I just want to say, I'm like on website. Marie Osmond is joining B&B. Wow. Okay.
Really?
Eileen Davis renews her contract, but the best news that I heard in a long time, Billy Mill, who played Billy on Y&R, is staying. He's sticking around.
Oh, good. Billy and Victoria. Well, hopefully Billy and Victoria can get through this.
The only show I don't watch is Bold and Beautiful because I don't like it. I think it's dumb.
No.
I think
really?
It's dumb. I think
it's dumb. I don't like it. Have you been watching it for very long? I've been watching it since on and off since like it started, like 80s.
I watched it for 3 months, and I said, I've had enough. But, you know, I'll probably watch it when the shows go off the air. I'll probably watch it. But I think the storylines are stupid. I think they're corny. I watched it. I said, you know what? It's an insult to my intelligence. I just think the show is dumb. And I just can't get it. But it won Best Soap.
Ironically,
it won Best Soap.
See, I watched it because I'm into this. I watched it for Brooke Ridge, and I've always been a Ridge and Brooke fan back when they first started in 86. I don't remember, 87 when the show started. I loved Ridge and Brooke, and then Taylor came in the picture 2 years later, and I just don't like, one thing about this show, even though I love that couple and I kind of watch for them, one thing I don't like is that they've always gone back and forth with Brooke and Ridge and Taylor and Ridge,
people.
And they can't make up their mind.
They can't make up their minds. Who?
I know. And now, supposedly, Stephanie has, not supposedly, but she's gone to Thomas because she figured out what happened on the island. That Brooke, they can't remember anything.
But they didn't do anything.
I know. And now she's totally using that.
See, I know.
Yeah. I'm like, Stephanie, how the heck are you doing this to Brooke when she stood by you doing your cancer? And how can Thomas do this to him, to her, when she stood by him through this whole campaign thing?
Yeah.
You know, she's the only one that believed in him. And
see,
now,
I read it in Soap Opera Digest.
Yeah.
I don't watch it, but I read what they say because I want to keep up in case I do watch it. But do you think it's the best soap? It should have won?
I think One Life to Live should have taken best show. I honestly think that. I don't know if was One Life to Live nominated for best show.
No.
No?
I don't think it was.
Who was nominated of the soaps?
General.
Hospital, of course not. Not that. I wouldn't have won that one.
I think All My Children, Young and the Restless.
Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and Beautiful. I think that was it. I think it was
out of all
both.
Them, I think maybe YNR should have got the best show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only decent one that I can... If One Life to Live had been in there, I would have definitely wanted that one to win.
See, my favorite show was General, but it hasn't been good. It hasn't been good.
Do you watch it? Do you still watch it all the time, General Hospital? Or
I would never miss it. You know what I do?
Really?
I don't work. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I sit there and I watch it. I don't think it's been good. I don't think it's been good. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the high point of my day.
Really?
I sit down. I watch it. I love it. I love Jason.
Yeah, me too.
I
love it.
Part about what's happened with One Life to Live and what Brian Font has done. Totally.
Yeah.
Disregarded. The fans that have been watching the show for years and years and decades.
But I have to say, ever since I watched One Life to Live, I think the best daytime show was One Life to Live.
It is, isn't it?
I'm still not recovering from.
I know.
Using half
I've
of it.
Recovered from the news that I got that
yeah.
One Life. I was surprised at AMC. I wasn't surprised.
No, I was not either. I was not either with AMC.
Carly told me that One Life to Live, I was thinking, no, you're kidding me. That's a joke.
AMC got really bad.
Oh, God, is it though? I know.
Oh, you guys, Crispy said Becky is back tomorrow. Oh, praise the Lord.
Who? What?
Rebecca Herbst is back tomorrow in General Hospital. Liz Weber.
Oh, good. Well, she did a good job, Martha Madsen.
I think people were really being very mean about it because, it's hard to come in when she probably barely had enough time to know her lines. I mean, give.
I think she had to do? She had to dye her hair.
Yeah, I know.
Because Zachy,
she has blonde hair.
Yeah.
I would
She played Belle on Days of Our Life, and what was so funny.
And I read the story. They told her she had to dye her hair from blonde to dark. Now she's got to dye it back. That's not that easy.
Maybe it's a wig. Maybe it's a wig. I don't know.
Maybe she'll keep it and dye dark for a while. Maybe she'll go try out another audition for a dark-haired character.
I thought she looked okay. I thought she looked okay with the dark hair, though, so maybe she'll keep it for a while.
I like how you said that. It's not that easy to go back to blonde.
I thought she did an okay job. I did.
I think a lot of the I go on to message boards, a lot of them love her because she's not Rebecca Herbst, and they're thinking that us liaison fans are going to, not like Liz anymore or whatever.
Kind of
I don't
love.
Know. Saying,
no one
like
Rebecca Herbst is
yep.
one of the best actors
yes.
on that show, and she's
yes.
absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Flawless skin. Flawless skin, too.
Flawless.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, I've seen her in person, too. She does look flawless.
When
yeah.
they fired her,
I'm like, I want your makeup artist. I don't know what you're doing, but I want it.
So
when they fired her, I cried.
I
cried.
Yes.
I cried.
I was in such denial when Carly told me. I was like, no way.
I was writing on all these websites, and
yes.
I don't do that. I was right.
You know what? We got together. What I'm really proud of the Becky Nation because they
yeah
they
we did
estimated the fans is what they did.
Yeah,
they thought we were gonna sit back and just let this go under the table. No. You know.
And I think half of the reason why not only she's a great actress, not only we love this, and we could not do a damn thing when Stu Damon left.
Oh,
we did not have the technology that we have today on Trudu and all that. So when
I wrote to him the other day on Twitter. I want him back.
I do too.
I want him back. Remember what Gavin Wolf said?
Some will come back.
Maybe he's going to write it all a dream. That'd be funny.
You know what?
Anything is possible.
I know. That would be awesome if it was all a dream and then Jason and Liz have Jake and they're married or something and have another kid or something.
No.
And
Zachy.
I know.
Yeah, Zachy, I will never say on the show or on Trudu, I don't feel Jake died. I feel like there's too many holes in that story to make that little boy dead. I'm sorry. I don't believe they died. I do not. You know, 7 cars flew on Lexington Avenue that night. You know, Robin didn't see anything. Robin was at home, but what I'm saying is I don't think they died. I smell Elena, Franco, Anthony Zakala, you know, one of them had Jake. I really think so because, as you remember, we never had a a Jake on screen. So, and we never saw the little boy's body, and Liz wasn't allowed to see him. So,
You know what Pam said? Pam draw on Twitter. Do you know her?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Pamdra on Twitter. It was either Sandra or Pamdra. I can't remember. But what a good, listen to this. She had a thought, wouldn't it be good for Michael T. Knight to come on with Alexis?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Knight?
Oh, we have another call. Hey,
yep.
Film. Hey, yeah.
Hello.
I'll be
Hi. Tried. Hey, hello.
Hey.
I'll
hello,
be
can you hear me?
Yeah,
hear
hi.
Me? Yeah, hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you're on.
How are you guys?
Fine.
Good.
That's good. I called in last week. I'm Heather, if you don't remember.
Oh,
hi,
yeah, Heather. Well, what did you think of the whole Emmys? Did you watch it? Did you not watch it?
I watched them. I thought they were really boring. I thought...
Yeah.
I found it very interesting that Oprah couldn't come and accept an award.
You
know, I thought that was sort of disrespectful. I mean, it's like they practically invented this award for her.
Yeah.
It was the first time they gave it out, so it was like obviously they created it for her.
We think so, too.
You know, I thought that was, I mean, if anything, she should have came on and made an appearance of tuning into her failing network, you know.
I know.
I thought it was quite funny, but I thought overall it, I mean, it was boring. It was just an, it was like a Vegas infomercial, you know.
Yeah, it was. I agree.
And, you know, one thing I did love about it was, you know, this is We This Film in the last year, and I love We This Film in. I would rather see Bubba Walters go than We This Film in. That's my opinion. And so when I found out that him and Kelly Ripa won, I was happy. I mean, I was really happy for him.
Yeah,
you know, I will. I mean, I'm not. I do not like Bubba Walters. Bubba Walters has slammed daytime, and all Bubba Walters cares about is herself. And I'm not a really big fan of Oprah anymore because, you know, just because Oprah has a chance to save daytime.
Yeah. I can't really stand Oprah myself. I went to one of her shows. It was in L.A. when she was taping her final red carpet thing for one of her shows. And I went there with a few friends, and we were kind of pissed we didn't get any free stuff.
We skipped classes
to go see the show, and we were like, if Oprah doesn't give us any free stuff, we're going to probably hate her forever. But, I mean, it was a fun trip, but we were just like, seriously, Oprah, you are a billionaire and you couldn't give us like a free movie.
I know.
We had been out there from like 5 in the morning too because you had to get there really early, and they didn't tape. They didn't tape until 10, so we were out there like 5 in the morning, no coffee, nothing. You know? And so we're like, you suck.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
One of the secret things you don't know about Oprah.
Well, you know. Yeah, I was thinking that. They tell the public, every, you know, the fans, the good things that she's done, you know, and you know, but like when hearing about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, Oprah, that's not nice of you to do that, you know. Least she could do is give something, even coffee or something to drink or food or something, you know.
Yeah.
Did they even do that?
Red Ruby said, I found ways to like giving Zay-Zay a role kind of offensive. Yeah. You know, because Ways to Wait slammed daytime too. You know, so you would say, oh, it's sad, but let's move on. Okay,
that pissed me off. I can't stand when people say that. Even some of the actors are saying that. Let's just move on. It's over. How can they say that? You know, I mean, that's their job. Don't they want to like support the fans? I know they're probably on a gag order or something, but just give a little type of a subtle shout out to the fans for what they're doing. To the ones that are not saying anything and the ones that are saying things like that. You know, yeah, how can we move on when we've had these shows in our home for 40, 50 years? You know?
Well, I think coming from the actor's standpoint, I think some of it is just the fact that, I mean, in the United States here, soap actors and, you know, actors on primetime, they're not on the same level. You don't get the same amount of respect.
I was
on set over the weekend working on a commercial, and I was talking to this actress. She was like 18 years old, and I said, we were talking about whether or not you know, if you had the chance to be on a Disney show, would you want to? And I said, well, you know, I thought of Kirsten Storms, who started on Disney and then went on to a soap, and then, you know, and she was like, oh, I would never do a soap opera. And I said, well, why not? I said, you know, they do get a lot of range of acting. That's the best way to show not. And she said, oh, I just wouldn't do it. I mean, she didn't have a clear good reason, but, you know, obviously there's a bad rap about soaps. I mean, I get it every day. You know, I walk into my profession at school. You know, I say, oh, my favorite show is a soap opera, and I get smirks by people. You know, I get people who are just like, oh, really? Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing.
You know what?
Yeah, it's an embarrassment for me to have to admit in my class that I'm a soap opera. It's, I mean, I'm proud of my, I'm proud of it, but I mean,
yeah,
look down upon it, and so it's,
I still think, I still think that there are so many people that are still closet, so fans will never say they are. They
so
will,
people,
you know.
So many
yeah.
people. So many people.
And you know, the thing is, a lot of big stars. A lot of big stars came from soap operas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I saw an article of like a month or so ago by I think they interviewed like Sarah Michelle Gellar, and she was talking about, you know, her new show and of course coming from All My Children, and she was talking about how she finds it really hard to believe that there wasn't anything they couldn't do to save
the soap.
Yeah. So you know, I think it just goes back to, you know, in order for this to be a successful genre, they have to, you know, soap operas have to, you know, be sort of revolutionized. The formula has to change a little bit,
yes,
and the writing has to change. I mean, a lot is going to have to
yeah.
change for the respect to come back.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I mean, once again, all it takes is someone to care. If people care
yes,
about making this
exactly.
a success, then
well,
number one, they have to stay on the air. Having somebody like Brian Franz in charge who doesn't care is why this happened in the first place. You know what I mean? You have to have had somebody in there that loved the shows.
No.
Now, I mean, when I was in high school, I took drama. I always said I wanted to be on a soap opera. That's how much I've always loved soaps.
Yeah.
I didn't care if you stayed on there forever on a soap opera. It was like my dream, you know, to be. I wanted to be on, like, General Hospital or.
So did I.
Wendy, one of those nurses in the background.
You know, like, Days of Our Lives. I always, when I was little, a teenager, I wanted to be on a soap opera. And
so
I admire, because I was memorizing. We did a skit in high school, and I was memorizing an act. And I'm like, I don't know how daytime soap stars do that when they have to memorize pages and pages and pages a day. I so respect them as actors because they have a hard job to do, you know.
Yeah.
And they love it, and they love it. That's why they're on there forever. They love what they do. And like you said, they don't get the respect that they deserve, you know. And I think that amazes a lot of the actors, that, you know, like Robin Strasser, and they're so grateful for the fans, and they're so proud of us for fighting this fight for them, you know. Yeah, and I just hopefully, knock on wood, that 11th hour, a save, you know.
Yeah, and you know what, and the way I feel, if it's an 11th hour save for One Life to Live. If AMC left, yeah, I would be sad, but I would not be as sad as One Life to Live. One Life to Live has really, you know, turned the corner with their storylines, and, you know, and that's why I don't buy magazines. Well, I really don't buy ABC Soaps in Depth anymore. Because he's such a J-Sam fan, and Wizard, he's an ass. Well, Cutie, I just think Wizard is so a J-Sam fan. I just think he is so full of, you know, Kelly Monaco's ass. That is not even funny. And, you know, I'm sorry to be crass about it, but, you know,
I agree.
That not one couple can help, you know.
Yeah.
But Jason and Sam have been on this show for a long time, and they have not helped with ratings at all.
I think it goes
back to how each of these couples are written. I mean, you know, Jason and Sam were, you know, are as popular as, I think, Liz and Jason, you know, just like Carly and Sunny, just like, I mean, there are a lot of popular couples on here, but, you know,
if
they're not written well, then the fans don't really care.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what? I've never liked Jason and Sam. That couple has made me want to throw up from day one, and I'm not going to apologize.
They talk about babies every single day.
Yeah.
I can understand.
And you know what?
When Jason and Sam first got back together, because for a split second, I know I keep saying this all the time, but for a split second, I almost became a fan of Sam and Jason, but that faded away really quick. But I mean, I can understand the why, You got your people like who they like. You know, you can't knock people for that. You know what I mean? So, and when these fan wars start going on, I'm like, because I was on YouTube one time and I commented on a video of Jason and Sam. It was a SmackDown thing, and I was just going on there, saying that I was proud that Liz and Jason won the SmackDown, and then. Months later, a Sam fan was so disrespecting me and my thoughts, you know, and then it became a debate on YouTube. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to go there.
They sit in black all day long and talk about nothing but maybe a baby.
Yeah, I know.
Baby that Jason does not want because, you know, he's barely getting over. Jake, come on.
He's 42 or something like that. He's
you know
what
I mean?
And my problem with the writing is, like, the writing's been hypocritical these past couple years. So it was okay for Jason and Sam to contemplate having a child. Yet they do this to Jake, and then Liz and Jason, it's not okay for them to kind of have a child. Because in the mind of Guza or Franz or something, in my mind, they wanted to do this to Jake, so it was okay for Jason to look good to have a child with somebody else, with Sam. So it was okay. That it made it okay for the fans to be okay with Jason having
And she wants him to be in the mob. Did you get that one?
Oh, I know. I thought that was so dumb. I remember seeing that thing and being like, why on earth would Sam ever say that? Like, I really thought that was almost an out-of-character moment for Sam to say, oh, no, you should stay in the mob. It's like, what?
She did.
Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever... That was the dumbest scene of, like, the year.
She wanted
I know,
to be
I mean,
in the mob.
A lot of these characters, in my mind, have been so out of character. You know, even Jason. I remember Jason as... I know, you know, what Sam had done, you know, with Jake and back in the day, and then, you know, he never would have, if a long time, 10 years ago, he would have killed somebody for doing what they did to his son, or, I mean, you know, I just don't understand why the writers do these to these characters. They totally make him out of character, you know, I mean... I don't understand. Hopefully the new writer's going to do something really good with the show.
Oh, I...
The way it used to be. I'm like,
I do.
Writing.
I really...
It's writing. It all comes down to the writing. If the writing is good...
I like the quartermains. I like the quartermains when they're all together.
Yeah. Exactly. And hopefully Monica's coming back. And I think from what I understand from Leslie's tweets is that she's going to find out about Jake. And she's going to be angry about it.
Alan maybe come back some way. It's a ghost. Okay, I'll take him.
Yeah. I mean, because
well, you know what
you
they
have,
do? I was just going to say, if Alan came back, they could do that. You know, if you watch HBO shows, they do a lot of, like in 6 Feet Under and Dexter, they do a lot of stuff where... You have the father, the dead father in the background, but he's always sort of communicating and talking.
Yeah.
You know, the main character is always inner with one of the parents that have died.
Yeah.
And I think that could work on a soap opera. I think you could sort of have it. You know, Alan could always be right there where Jason is, so he could turn to and talk to him. Like, that would be, I think that would be really great to see that. That kind of storytelling.
I love Alan. He's so funny, too. He's funny. They should never have got rid of him.
I
don't understand that either. He was such a strong character, and
that
you know,
was
the quartermains. He was
that
like
was,
it was all
was
about
Guza.
Money. It was all about money. I mean, he was what probably in his like I don't know how many years at GH. It had to be about the money.
I agree too that it was.
Yeah, but
about
I think Stuart Damon would have taken a pay cut.
I do too because.
And you see, and that's the whole thing with Rebecca. They say it was due to the budget money, but they could, instead of firing her, they could have just asked her, can you take a pay cut? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Well, I always find
it funny that they talk about the problem with funding, yet, you know, the five characters they service every single day, you know, Sunny and Jason, Carly, whatever. You know, Sunny and Jason. Or on every single episode.
I know.
So and they've been on for plus years. So, you know, they cost a lot for each episode. So if you reduce their story and featured other characters.
Yeah, I agree. You reduce, so you want make to it.
I think Stuart Damon would have taken a pay cut because he wanted to be on that show. He didn't want to be gone. What's he doing now? He's on Twitter now, and he's writing.
He went on to Gazua Tunes for a little bit. He did a little bit of stuff, but
he's
nothing.
He's doing a little bit, but he wants to be on there. Look at his Twitters. Look at his tweets. He's writing stuff. He wants to be on there really bad.
Okay, Garen Wolf. Darren Wolf, are you listening? I hope you got you on Twitter. Maybe you can, you know, call him too.
I sent him tweets. I sent him tweets.
Oh, you did?
I sent him tweets.
Garen Wolf is on there too on Twitter? Is he on there too? Or are you talking about Stuart?
He's on Twitter. Send him tweets. He wants to hear from you. Believe me, send him tweets.
Really? I will.
What about Tony Geary? Now, Tony Geary, is he getting paid the high, or is he taking any pay cuts or anything? Well, he's not on as much because
he doesn't deserve a pay cut.
Well, no, what I just meant was, you know, but he takes vacation, though, so that's where...
He takes a long vacation. He's on vacation now.
Yeah. I like it when they do that.
I have this feeling Anthony Geary might be walking away. I see a new character. Yeah, I just have this feeling. You know, he has three best friends. And soap. What would happen if Anthony Geary, I'm just putting this out there. You know, you can hear me and soap, but what happened if Anthony Geary left and went to YNL?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I don't want to see. That's what they did with Passions. They did that when they over Brady and Eric. Oh, God, what's her name? That played Teresa on there, too. I know Passions redo on Days of Our Lives. You know, because you had three actors from Passions on Days of Our Lives. But I don't know about that with him going, I don't know. Do you think it would be the same kind of chemistry? I don't think so. Though, then again, if Liz and Jason, if Steve Burton and Rebecca Herbst, I've said this before, were to go on another show, I think I could follow them onto another show.
I think Tony Geary, if General gets canceled, are you talking about?
Say General Hospital got canceled or something because the rumors that it might take.
Tony Geary will retire.
I think he would retire.
He'll retire.
And I think Burton would too. I think he would go do what he wanted to do, go to in Tennessee to live or something. And
he likes that Amsterdam place. I always see how he's hanging out. I said he always likes to hang out in Amsterdam. That's always how he likes to love that place.
Steve Burton wants to go to Tennessee.
Steve Burton is just itching. I think
he wants to live in Tennessee.
And he would retire to Tennessee.
Yeah, but he just resigned. Steve Burton did resign for another year.
He did? Okay, well, that's what they're giving General Hospital anyway. People are rumoring it to be that it's only got a year left.
But
it'll get canned,
but
too.
If the Chew or the Revolution fail, General Hospital will take that spot.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, but I will. I did not want to see another fucking show. Sorry, excuse my language. About cooking. We have the Food Network for crying out loud. And
I'm telling everyone I know not to watch those shows. Who's going to watch? I don't see anyone watching The Revolution.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That lifestyle.
Yeah.
Maybe some housewives will watch The Chew.
Yeah.
Because it's about food.
It's about food. What? And that's the sad part of all this. You know, Brian Front said he did research, and he's saying this is what the fans want.
With who?
You know, this is what the fans are looking. This is what the change is. This is the change. This is what people are looking for. Reality.
Who did he ask? I'm home.
I don't want to sit home for myself because when I was younger, I used to, you know, during the, because I didn't want to, before I had a VCR, I couldn't wait for the summer.
I'm home.
But, like, I don't want to waste an hour of my day watching, like, the Revolution or the Chew. I want to watch my stories for an hour to escape.
I don't think the Revolution's going to make it. The Chew.
No, I don't. Chew. They're saying the Chew sounds like.
Might do better because housewives want to see the food stuff.
Yeah, but when they have the Food Network, you know.
I know,
Jackie.
They might.
By the way, thank you.
Yeah, Jackie, we love you on here.
You told me to, you know, that Zudie Evans. Writes you back, and so I just said, hey, I would love to interview myself, and she goes, that would be great.
Really?
Wow.
Who's gone?
Oh, Judy Evans is going to come on here then one day.
I mean, and if it wasn't for Jackie, so Jackie, I hope you are following me at daytime 6976, so.
What happened? Who's on?
No, I...
What?
No, I was hoping you were following me on Twitter for, you know, I can't always let you know when we are going to have a show.
Am I following you?
I don't know. I have so many followers. I have almost 800 now, which is very good.
Really?
I feel like, I'm 742.
I
742 followers.
Lately. I think
well,
that's
you don't
what
have to tell me on here. I'm Cass Tatum. You can follow me, and I'll follow you.
Cool.
I don't mind telling you.
Carly, do you have a pen available, or what?
No. Don't you?
I don't have a pen available. What are you asking me for?
Because
I share the Twitter with you. I share the Twitter with you, so.
Oh, yeah,
I don't have
my
own Twitter, so.
Which is probably a good thing, but.
Yeah.
I never thought Twitter would be a place that I would be so obsessed with. And Christy and Terry can tell you, I love Twitter. I mean,
yeah,
yesterday
see, Christy's
was
following
Dale.
Me. So I'm Cass Tatum, so you can follow
okay.
me.
Let me get you on the Twitter right now. Hey, I want to promote a show that I fell in love with last night. I'm going to do a little shout-out to a show. I saw the two-hour premiere last night. It's called Falling Skies on TNT. I don't know if anybody's got TNT, but whoever does, I'm just going to give a shout-out to this show. That's did really good in the ratings. It's a Steven Spielberg show about, like, aliens invading Earth and stuff.
Oh,
and
I don't like aliens.
I love aliens. So whoever loves aliens, I love that show. So check it out if you can. It's really good. So.
Well, I like Switched at Birth.
Switched at Birth? Oh! That's on now, damn it. I knew I was going to miss the show.
Oh, I forgot that too. Damn it.
You missed it.
You
missed the
show. You should have come on earlier. No, I'm kidding.
You missed the
show earlier. Because I totally didn't. I knew it was coming on, but I didn't. When did it premiere?
You missed three.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Is it really good?
It's really good.
Okay. Isn't it about a deaf girl and they got in the and their one a poor family and one's
really good.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out.
What day is it on? I mean, because. So it's on tonight and we missed it?
Switched at Birth is on Monday nights at 9.
Monday nights.
And it started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, crap.
I do that sometimes. When I see a promo of a new show.
I only saw week one. I have two in my DVR.
Well, there was another one that was on there. It was called The Nine Lives The Nine Lives of Something.
I'm embarrassed to say I watched Secrets of an American Teenager.
Oh, no. Don't be embarrassed to say that. That's a good show. That's a good one. No, I've been missing that. I missed that all the I missed it this season, though. I got to catch up. Now, Can I? You've been watching it. Have you been watching it this season?
Yes, I know I'm not supposed to watch ABC, but
you know what? That's ABC. You know what? But that is one thing. I'm sorry, I never agreed with this whole.
Because
the boycotting thing. Because I don't think people have to like boycott it.
No one knows.
Somebody's obsessed with Pretty Little Liars in the chat room. I didn't get into that one.
No one knows.
Yeah.
We don't have Nielsen boxes.
Yeah, see, that's why it's so skewed too. Nobody, it's like 25,000 people or something have Nielsen boxes, so they go by those ratings.
I really didn't do that.
What's that?
I really didn't stop that because I don't have a Nielsen box.
Yeah,
I don't know how you get one. How do they know who's got one or not? I mean, who is it? I wonder who gets them. I've always wondered that. Like, who is that random? Or when you go out and buy one, you have to go buy a Nielsen box or something? I don't know.
I don't have one. I don't know how you get one.
But you know what they should, what they should have done? They should have done research by sending out people. Like, maybe they should have, ABC should have just sent out, like, did the vote count? Like, by mail, and people that don't watch soaps, they could throw it away. Just send out little things to vote on. Who watched soaps? Who doesn't watch soaps? Who loves what
I would
soaps?
Love one.
Or who loves what couple? Or who, whatever.
I would love one.
Yeah, and send them out. And send them out to, like, everybody in the United States, you know, and then find out from that who watches soaps and
they
who
canceled,
loves.
They canceled Brothers and Sisters, and I
yeah,
love that.
Oh, I know, and you know what? I
no,
was pissed off. I was pissed off about that. Terry will let you know, I was not happy when I found that out. I loved Brothers and Sisters. I really did.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
That's one show I didn't get into. Oh, yes, I'm talking about Falling Skies on TNT. Do you like that, Helen? I like that show. And it's on every Sunday night at 10 o'clock, depending on, you know, where you're at. Yeah, so.
Oh, and another show I want to promote that I fell in love last season, and it's because it's someone on the phone.
Oh,
you got to watch with Zoe and Isles. They come back July 12th with Zoe and Isles.
Rookie Blue comes back on ABC on, ABC channel. Shit, I totally realized it's on
ABC. Okay, you know what? It's in the summertime. It's in the summertime. We have to watch a Rookie Blue. You know what? We don't have to do every boycott ever, okay? I mean, I'm not giving up Grace and Ellie.
I think I watched on ABC is Rookie Blue, and it's a summer show. I think that's the only one. I don't know. Maybe there's new shows going to be coming out. There's some pretty good.
Well, there's a new one coming out, like, tomorrow called Combat Hospital.
I heard of that.
It looks really good. I'm really excited for it.
What channel is it on?
Yeah, it's about, like, a base in Afghanistan.
Really?
I mean, a hospital in Afghanistan and all the stories of the war. So, in fact, actually, I heard that the people that were doing it, they actually went out and got, like, real stories. So, it's based off of – so, all the stories that are going to be intertwined in the show are based off of true stories. Like, they went out and did their research, got some stories, and then they turned that into an actual show.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited for that.
We have 90 seconds, but we are going into overtime. So, you guys come back Friday night. We are having a show Friday night. Mine will be at 7 West Coast time, and then followed by
what time
my
East
show.
Coast? What time East Coast?
10 o'clock, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. 10 o'clock.
So, but, Christy, are you going to have these on radio this weekend? I mean, Friday.
Okay. 10 o'clock East Coast time.
Yep, but when we go into overtime, we can talk as long as, until it cuts us off and, You know, Jackie, so do you watch Grey's Anatomy? Because I love Grey's Anatomy.
Well, it's my favorite nighttime show.
Well, I swear if Meredith and Derek do not get back together next season, I will not be happy.
I couldn't get into Grey's Anatomy either. I started when it first came on. I tried to get into it, but I'm more into like Channel 5, like the CW. Huh? I like Supernatural. I like Smallville. I like Vampire Diaries, Glee.
I like Glee.
Oh, you like Glee? Well, Christy's got a Glee
show. I love
Glee. Too. Jackie, you like Glee, Christy?
Yeah, I got Glee Radio, too. I'm a dork.
Yeah, she got a Glee
you're
Radio.
You're not a dork.
Yeah, no, Glee, Christy, you're not a dork. Glee, I love Glee. That's such a really good show. When it first came on, when I first saw it, I saw the premiere, like the pilot. I'm like, you know what? Nobody's going to want to. Even though I love musical shows, I was thinking nobody's going to want to watch.
I like musical shows, too. I like Glee.
I was thinking nobody's going to watch it. Then it became such a hit. I was like, yep, this is a major hit. This is going to be on next, you know, in September. I was so glad.
How can you know? You got to like it. It's happy.
You do have to. And they don't go. What I love about this show is they don't just drop everything and go in song. You know what I mean? There's some movies or they just totally go into, like, they start singing out of nowhere. You know, not with Glee. They go in their class and sing. Maybe they'll be singing and then they'll be, like, walking down the hallway and, like.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
I love it.
My boyfriend likes it. I can't
believe
he does.
Really? Does he have, like, a certain couple or anything, or
He loves Lea and Michele.
Oh, I love her, too. She's so good, isn't she?
I can't believe he'll watch this. He sits there and watches it. I can't believe it.
Well, proves that guys watch it, too. It's not just a girl show. It's a guy show.
He loves it. I didn't think he would. He loves it.
Yeah.
Loves it. Of course, he loves General Hospital, so what can I say?
Well, I fell into Glee.
Second season, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Well,
I fell in kind of late, too, though. I didn't really watch until, like, the end of season one.
Oh, you didn't? Really? I guess I watched it from the very, very beginning.
Beginning. I fell into season two.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But I did watch season one from the repeats when they showed them in the summer. I watched the repeats.
I yet have to go to a concert. Christy, have you been to a concert, a Glee concert yet in the summer?
I went to two of them in one day when they were in Chicago.
You did? Really?
You went to two of them?
Yeah, because I couldn't sell my tickets to the second one, so I went twice.
One thing I love about it is that they just do they do the songs that I've loved in the age, like, what was
Journey?
Beyond and Pearl.
Journey. Oh my God! And I think the band was kind of cautious about doing that. You know, I think I read somewhere that when they were asked to have their song on the show, I think they were kind of cautious about it. But I think they realized that it would rejuvenate the song again with the younger audience, and you know, and everything. And it totally has made that song number one again. You know what I mean? They totally, you know, have redone. And when I go on YouTube to, I go on YouTube a lot to listen to videos of couples, you know, and they have the Glee cast. Like, I'll go in and then I'll do a song, but I was expecting the original song, but it's the Glee cast doing it. I'm like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that, you know, and so.
They are all so talented, really talented.
I know. They're so talented, yeah.
I'm gonna say goodbye. You know why? I have to watch Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives.
But Jackie, I hope you can come back on Friday night.
Friday night at 10. I have to remember that. I will. Someone will post it. I was shy, but I got out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do on the show. You usually get out of it really, really fast.
No, it was great.
And, yeah, so Friday night is 7, 10 East Coast time. We are having another,
All right.
Enjoy watching Y and All and Days of Our Life. And I hope Fearless is not a bad person today, but I am not happy with her right now. So until Billy and Victoria get Lucy back, I will not be happy.
Me too. All right. It was great talking. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too. Follow me on Cass.
Yeah, Taylor. I just followed you on Twitter.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, you did, Heather?
At Blonde Girl. That's who I am. So.
All right. I'll follow you guys. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, you're a blonde. Wait, Heather, you're a blonde, bad blonde girl, right?
Yeah, bad blonde girl.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Since I don't have a pen, I'm going to poof.
I think I'm following you.
I found your name on your list, so.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm following you, and I think you sent me, like, messages at times asking me to come on.
Oh, yeah, and I, what was I going to say? No, I mean, I'm just, you know, I just I love Twitter. I'm addicted, but do I want help? No.
I do not want help with them.
My Twitter addiction. Yes, I'm a true hug, and I don't want help, and I don't want to, you know, be helped by it. So, okay, so it's four of us.
Can we talk about the soap rallies today?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm going in for like a couple hours in the Chicago one.
How is the turnout?
I didn't get out of 10, but there was only like, I mean, out of the 20-something people that said they were coming, there was only like 9 people when I got there. And then I stayed until the very end until there was only like 3 left. But it was good. We got some people to stop, so.
That's good. Yeah,
A bunch of the ABC employees that worked there at the Chicago station supposedly like gave a thumbs up. So it was good.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but I saw this on Twitter. Someone posted an article that The Observer did. It's called like As ABC Kills Off Soaps, Fans Stir the Dirt. So that was, I guess, released I think today from the New York Observer, and it seemed like a good article. I mean, I just kind of skimmed through it, but that was a good article about us, I think. It's really interesting, I find, how many news sources are really kind of, you know, writing articles about us and kind of getting the word out there.
Yep.
You know, I find that really interesting.
What was I going to say? So there were only 3 people, but I saw when you texted me earlier,
I thought there was like 15, but then I counted later on. It was really only like 9 of us out there. Like,
oh, really? Well, I mean,
like in the beginning, because I got there I got there closer to 12:30 because my train was late, and then it took me like 15, 20 minutes to walk from the train station to get to the studio. So. Yeah, but I mean, there was supposedly like 27 people who said they were going to go to the Chicago one, and then of course only like, it seemed like only 9 of them showed up.
Did you guys, I was just going to say, sorry to interrupt that. Did you guys take any photos or any kind of video of your rallies and stuff? Is anybody taking any kind of that stuff?
I took pictures of, like, the signs. I held up a sign, and then I don't know if anyone took video, but I asked if there was any, like, news coverage of us or anything, but Aaron, who was kind of like the main person really reaching out to people, said there nobody really stopped to take news coverage, but there was this one guy in the street with a camera. I don't know what he was filming for, but he got a little bit of us on camera. Well, at least he got Aaron, because Aaron was, like, super outgoing. She was, like, stopping everybody. She's like, excuse me, do you know what Brian Fonz is saying about, like, the woman and insulting the woman here? And, like, she was just really outgoing. I really admired her for, like, stopping almost, like, every single person and going, yeah, do you know the insulting woman here? And it's not just about the soaps, it's about them firing people. And, I mean, she was just, like, super outgoing. Like, I mean, I yelled some stuff, but, like, it was a lot of, you know, definitely the main message was don't watch ABC, you know, except for the soaps, of course, you know, watch other channels. So definitely a lot of, like, you know, boycotting ABC, basically.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to, like, see if people were, like, taking videos and photos and stuff like that, because I think somebody, I've been trying to get people who wanted to do this, but I wanted to get people to, like, try to start putting together, like, a documentary of what we're doing, you know?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if I had the money, I would just fly out to these different rallies and just interview people myself. I just don't have the money to pay.
You don't have the money, you know,
You know, pay.
There wasn't one by you. I know they had it, like, in different cities across the U.S.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if plane tickets weren't, like, $300, $400 each, I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to see if people would, like, would start kind of just taking some video that we kind of start putting together to kind of create some kind of documentary of what's going on. Because, I mean, whether or not we actually succeed in getting our soap operas elsewhere, you know, in the future, people will look back on this and use it to save something else. So, you know, they'll look back at how we were organized and, you know, went about our campaign. So, I mean, you know, what's happening to soap operas here, you know, it's happened to primetime shows. I mean, Arrested Development, I had heard, you know, was wrongfully canceled, and I heard that, like, you know, Firefly or something was another good show that was, like, canceled. So, you know, it's not like ABC is the only network that's ever done, that's ever, like, wrongfully canceled shows. It's it's greedy networks trying to make more money, and it's just a thing like that. But yeah, I've been trying to do that, but I haven't really found many people that are, like, really interested in that. But it would be a good idea.
And you know that a lot of with daytime, I think Silas has said this before, has called him that you know, with the primetime shows are following the format of daytime, the scripted shows. And basically, you're watching, if you think about it, that's what you're watching. You're watching a primetime soap because it's the same formula as a daytime show, you know? And after he said that, when I go watch the shows, I'm like, yeah, if you think about it, it is the same. It is. You're watching a nighttime show.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really similar. I mean, a lot of the storylines, I mean, if we were to compare Grey's Anatomy to General Hospital. I mean, you know, a lot of the story, I mean, what really needs to happen, me and a friend of mine were talking about writing a spinoff series about General Hospital, and he and I were talking about how, you know, how would soap operas need to become like a primetime show, you know, where instead of having the same scene continuously drag on throughout the episode, you know, like, for example, when Maya and Ethan broke up, you know, when he found her in bed with that one guy, I mean, that scene could have been done in, like, one scene. Instead, it took, you know, the entire episode to say, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it went on and on and on, and you're just like,
ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, why is this still on the air? Like, I got really turned off by that. But
I know. They build it up. They build it up to that. You know, it's like, okay. You know?
So,
I know. You guys, I'm going to.
Christina getting together. So it's like, can we just, you know, Ethan and Mai should have been like 2 seconds. Okay, they're done. Okay, let's move on.
Right, exactly.
I love Christina and Ethan. I love Christina Ethan, but before I forget, I have to go in like 3 minutes. I'm supposed to call one of my friends who called doing the show back in Arizona. So, but I want everyone to come back Friday night, and I think there will be more people tuning in to talk about the rallies tonight, calling in. But maybe they will do that on Friday.
Yeah, I'm guessing there was more people in, like, California or something for the rally, because
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, that was probably the biggest one.
Shoot, I had the first day, well, no, I start some working summer school Thursday, but
yep.
No, I couldn't do it today either. I had a lunch thing with some people. Oh, never mind. I was going to say I could have went today to the rally in front of California, you know.
True. So is everyone coming back on Friday night? Well, I know Terry is, but...
Carly, this is the first for you, Carly, to having to call a show.
I know. Kill me later, you guys.
I'm going to kill you later, okay?
I won't.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Terry, look in the room before you leave.
What?
Look in this album. This
I'm looking. What? What am I looking for? I don't see
hold
anything.
Hold on, I'm typing a message.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Oh, okay. All right, I see it.
Okay, well, you guys, I will talk to you all on Friday night. I will probably talk to Christy and Terry before then. But, yeah, Heather, spread the word around that we all... having a show on Friday night.
I definitely will.
I probably have liaison radio on Friday, too. If
oh, you are?
If I get my laptop computer back by then, so it's a maybe.
Okay. All righty, then. I guess we'll talk to each other later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.